Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred, Jenkins and Alfred Show.
What? Jenkins and Alfred Part 665, Merry Birthday Eve. In our last episode, it was not moving day. In this episode, Jenkins has some intel. Okay, dog, squirrel, are we gathered round?
Well, we're kind of in a triangle because, you know, there's 3 points and it's hard to make a circle with 3 points.
Okay, dog. I didn't ask for a geometry lesson. I was just asking if everybody was around.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yep, I'm here. Great. Okay, listen. First of all, did you see the new beds?
I did. One of them's real high off the ground. And the other one that the little boy has looks like the other one that was in the girl's room.
Yes, dog. They just took it down and put it back up.
Why didn't they just carry it to the room?
Oh, because the doors are too small.
Why didn't they just take the doors off?
No, the door jam, the thing around the door.
They have jam around the door?
No, not jelly. The wood thing is called a door jam. It's a frame. It's, you can't move it.
Oh, so they just took it apart and then they put it back together? That must have been a little bit tedious.
Sure, but now there's a whole new situation. And the other purple bed is turned back the way God intended it to be.
God intended it to be? How do you know which way she intended it to be?
You okay? You okay there, buddy?
I am, but how do you know?
Well, I'm just saying I like it better that way, so that must be the right way.
Oh, boy. We gotta talk about facts and opinions.
Oh, no. I learned from the movies that they don't matter and they get mixed up all the time.
Are you talking about Inside Out?
Yeah, Bing Bong! He's where I go to for all my life advice.
Bing Bong, the half cotton candy dolphin?
Yes! Oh, he's the best. He has so many good sage pieces of advice and wisdom.
Okay, name another one.
I guess it was just the one. Okay, moving on. We have some things to be concerned about. Gentlemen.
Like what?
All right. It's a good news, bad news situation. The good news? Tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, boy.
Oh, didn't we finish this and settle it? Yes! You found no conclusive evidence, and therefore every day is my birthday. Just so happens we're celebrating it tomorrow.
I wonder whose birthday it is.
Yeah, it's mine!
Okay. Sure. And who else is going to be celebrating it with you?
Well, hopefully everyone will celebrate with me.
No, but who is the family member that they've sponsored to celebrate with you on that day?
I don't know. Maybe the little boy? I wasn't paying attention. What that means, though...
Okay. Is that we get cake and ice cream?
No. Maybe an ice cream cake, though. What if it was an ice cream cake? Wait, they have those? Squirrel, you've never seen an ice cream cake? I'm a squirrel. I live outside. What is an ice cream cake? Oh, it's where they take layers of ice cream.
Almost like sweet lasagna.
No, not at all like sweet lasagna. Well, I mean, maybe the layers. Anyways, they take... Bless you.
Thank you.
They take layers of ice cream and they make a cake out of it.
It's amazing, Chuck. I can't wait for you to taste some.
Well, you guys have to save me a piece. I can't be inside during whenever they have cake. Maybe we'll talk them into eating outside.
No, we still got unfortunately, the fires. There's like ash falling on the surfaces.
What?
Yeah, we'd be eating ash from cake on the cake.
Oh, no thanks. Okay, sorry about those fires. That's terrible. And also, inside the house, there's another thing we have to pay attention to.
Okay.
What happens when there's a birthday party?
People come over.
Good. What do the people do at the house before the people... Do you see where I'm going with this?
No.
Come over.
I don't know. Chuck, do you know?
No. Again, I live outside. How do I know what they do? I don't even know how I'm inside the house right now.
Think it... Wait. I just got it. I was going to tell myself to think it through, but then it clicked. Oh, no!
Oh, no, is right, dog. Oh,
no!
Why are we saying oh, no? Oh, no! Oh, no! Why did I say oh, no? The vacuum! What's a vacuum?
Are you serious? What's a vacuum? Do you know anything, Chuck? Go to the internet and look up vacuum and ice cream cake and get out of the house. Okay. It's for your own good. Okay. Pew. Boy, that squirrel's fast. Okay. Heads together, dog. What are we going to do?
Well, avoid the vacuum.
But it's going to be on every carpeted surface.
Not at the same time. Has the tiniest square foot ever. We just jump between the different rooms.
Could you bark at it?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to bark at it, that's for sure.
Okay, I'll make ninja kitty noises and maybe it'll go away.
Ah! I see it! It's moving!
Did it work?
I don't know! My eyes are closed! Do you hear it?
No, we must have scared it off. Phew! Okay. Wait a minute. When you said you saw it and it's coming, what did you mean? It's bedtime.
Right.
So, wait. Did we miss it already?
How could we have missed it? It's right there in the closet, all wrapped up, waiting to go.
No, dog. It's all wrapped up in the closet because they already did it.
We missed it! It did not eat us today!
Woohoo! I'll get an extra piece of ice cream cake tomorrow.
Oh, me too! Dibs!
The end.
Woof.